So we're holding in Siman Shin Samach Gimel Sif Chaf Aleph. Hoysa Yerzim Mikosel Zeh Ve'enam and Nagas Mikosel Zeh. It doesn't reach all the way across. Kagon Shesamcha Alamudim. So you made a support beam, an upright along the way. Or Bechain Shtek Kervas Achaz Yerzim Mikosel Zeh Ve'achaz Yerzim Mikosel Zeh. Pogu Zuba Zuba Emsa Hamavi. So you say it did a blob. So if it reaches almost to the next other side, and it's loved, so then it's fine. If not, it's no good. Or the two ones meet in the middle, so that's going to be. If they're love with each other, fine. If not, not. Samach Zayin, right on the gas. So we gave the example over here. It's not reaching to one wall. I mean, one wall, it's reaching. So the truth is, then it's true on both sides. You can say love on both sides. So you made a support beam in the middle, and then you extend to the curve in the middle, and it doesn't reach either wall. But if they're loved to the walls, so that's fine. But if it doesn't reach its psulo eliyavi kara cheres a year lemalei rebbe ahubet bechtichus kara, so you have to either make a different curve instead, which is longer, or put a piece in there which will fill up the gap. Okay, chav beis in yechste karas zoy betzad zoy. So you have two parallel curves going across. Neither one is wide enough to hold the riach. If the two of them are running parallel and each one is thick enough and they're placed close enough that you could lay your riach across the two of them. So you can use the idea of lavud and can combine the two. We're holding a sikha bays. So the riach is a tefach and a half. So theoretically, I can have a very thin korah. And then there's a gap of more than a tefach, and another thin kara, and the ariach is lying across these two with most the majority of it open in the bottom, open in the middle, but the mice, it's being supported by the two parallel, so they're not within a tefach of each other, they're within three tefachim of each other, but they're not within a tefach of each other. So the first opinion said, that's fine, that's love, and it's good enough. The second opinion says, no, they have to be within a tefach of each other. We'll see that in the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkatan Samrtes. So if they can hold this Ariach, the Rachboy, the Hanotefach, Ratzalar Mashiyu, Shneim Rachbim, Beyacha Tefach, the combination of the two together will equal a Tefach. So that's going to work. So they can't be just a little thin thing, he's saying. They have to be, we said before that the width of a Kara. Is a tefach. So here you can split the measure of that width between the two karas, parallel karas. So therefore they become love. That they have to be within a tefach of each other. Love doesn't work over here. Why? The hold the bein and shtiyah akara ruil a kabel riach rochboy. The hold the bein and shtiyah akara ruil a kabel riach rochboy. Shem pruda is harbe and yechelus the kabel riach alayin. The point is that they have to be able to support the riach on them, and if they be within three tefachim of each other, which the riach is only a tefach and a half long, it'll fall through the middle. So we're obviously not allowing love it over here. So we have to come on to some other type of a shear. It has to be a tefach. The riach rock by himachzek is tefach umechsel. The riach going its width is a tefach and a half. Tzarch dia al kaponim nismach mimenu kireva tefach al karizu kireva al shniya. So you put a quarter of it on one, a quarter of it on the other. Vim kain lo yishar por b'nein el kashir tefach lo yoser. So then the gap in between will be a tefach. And that's the shear that we're going to use. So really he's saying you're putting a quarter over here means a quarter of a tefach, not a quarter of the full size. You put a rev a tefach al karazu, so you have a half of a tefach being supported on the two karas, a quarter on one and a quarter on the other, and in between there's a tefach in between. So that's acceptable. So the Sharetzin just says the loss of Shulchan Aruch has to be Torch Tefach. Now I'm telling you we're actually having a full Tefach in between. So how do you reconcile that? You can't hold the cost of Shulchan Aruch Torch Tefach as Lav Davka. It doesn't mean within a Tefach. It means a Tefach. Inami Mishum Diyev Shel Tzamtzem. It's never going to be exact, precise. So it's going to be within a Tefach of each other. Okay. Gimel, Chav Gimel. Hoysa achas the malabachas the mata. Now you have these two parallel curves running along, and we're saying that you need to use both of these curves to support the ariach, but one is higher than the other. So royenes al yoyno kilu hi lamata, vesatasana kilu hi lamala. We are comfortable saying this idea of Chavot Rami, that we're going to lower it down so they become. So we deal with it as if they were parallel to each other in height. Okay? That's how we deal with it. But Vashalot Tehel Yoyna Lamala Miyasrim, but Tatana Lamata Miyasar. But you can't have a situation where the upper one is too high halachically, or the lower one is too low halachically, it's below 10 Tvachim or above 20 Amas. And there's a din of love. So they can't be too far apart in width, also cannot be too far apart in height. If they have to be loved with each other in height. So then we equate them as if they're in the same height. So we accept this idea that they're equaling out, and some disagree with this whole concept that since we're the lumnus over here is it has to be actually able to hold an ariach. So the same way we had before that lovet is not really can't address the problem. So we're also lovet can't address the problem because the problem is they're not and they need to be on the same height. Okay. So we're taking the idea which you mentioned before of having a gap and we're adding a new knach to it. If these two kurus, that neither one is wide enough to hold the ariach, they're not omdus b'shav, they're not placed actually side by side. One is higher, one is lower. The Aminan, Royan, we say this halacha, we're Royan as if they're the same height. So either we're raising up the lower one or we're lowering down the upper one. Either one works. I'm not sure in this scenario, what nafkamina it would make. Which one you say? Okay. You can't have the higher one higher than 20, the lower one lower than 10. Dimi lamala miyastrim. Oh, the filo tachton esmuchalo b'serach shloshet tvochim. Lamin kilo hilamata miyastrim. We don't lower the upper one from the height of 20 amas through love to bring it down to the lower one, which is within 20 amas. Kimidato medes b'mokim posel. Because right now it's not a valid. We can't use love to move it and then validate it. Because right now it's a non-functioning kara. You can't make it a functioning kara through love. Okay. Bikavona, so the word bikavona means not discussing intent. It means that they're running mechuvenes. Mechuvenes. I don't feel him nachshav shekvar yodu zulamata ksas. But then also lamala ksas at shenasu zu kenegazu b'shava. Once we're going to raise them to this parallel height, lo yu oz merchokim rak pogos mishloishim mitvachim. Doshak lemer loved. So we need to use Lovet over here, and after we address the height issue, they're going to be widthwise within Lovet of each other. We don't accept this idea of lowering one and raising one. Says Mishabura, really? We find by Sukkah that we say such a thing. So over there we accept the idea of some of the skach is higher and some is lower, that we deal with it as if they're all parallel to each other through this idea of this, that it's within three tvachim height-wise of each other, and three tvachim width-wise of each other. You say love, and you make it all like it's one straight roof, and that's relevant over there by Hilchos Sukkah. Because I mean, what do you need the love for Bechlal? The problem is the sun's coming in. Because of the gaps, the sun's coming in. But we say it's if the sun is not coming in, because we done it as if the skach was all the same height, and then the sun wouldn't come in. See, the pathway is coming in. We done it as if it was all one height, and then the sun wouldn't come in. That's good enough. So you say it over there. So why are we saying over here we can't say it? The answer is, the reason we can't over here is because Shaniach the Bina and Shiru and the Kabbalah Riach. It's not enough that there's it actually has to be strong enough halachically to be able to hold a Riach. So the same way it has to be strong enough to hold a Riach, it has to be placed in a way that you can hold an Riach. And like this, it's at a slant. One's higher than the other, it won't be able to hold a Riach. Therefore over here, even if it's not three, the gap is not 2.5 tefachim or more, it's even just a tefach, it also doesn't work, because it's not, which we said before, a gap width-wise of a tefach, everybody holds it works. Over here we're saying, even if that works over there, but not when one is higher than the other. This opinion of the mice is going back on what we had before, that you don't say you can't use lovet over there because of the same problem, because the riach doesn't work with lovet, it'll fall through the hole. So the same over here, we're saying that we need over there not a width more than a tefach. I'm saying, but over here, vis-a-vis height, even that's not good enough.
So here, for some reason, we care about the reality. We don't care the sun is really coming in. We still say it's as if it didn't.
Correct. What?
Any reason?
So over here, the Chazal said that the hecker requires, that it has to be strong enough to actually hold the riach. So it's a physical we have a physical requirement. By sichuch, the sichuch, the point is you need to be sitting under a roof. Betzim, your roof, every part of where you're sitting is roofed. If there's such a word.
Roofed,
yeah, right? Right? If there isn't, we just made it up. Okay. So betzim, I'm sitting under a sichuch in every single spot that I am. So the measurement of
roof.
The measurement of sun coming in is to measure, to describe how thick the sichuch is. Now, there's no dinner that the sun can't come in, Batson. Uh-huh. Right? It's a look that the measure of the sichuch is that type of measure. I have a thick enough sichuch. I have a practical problem that I place it in such a way that the sun gets in. So that's not a problem. It's not a problem where our goal is to keep the sun out.
Even if I throw sukkah, isn't it also a concern of sitting still to funnel them to sell sukkah?
It's not. That's the point.
Yeah, because no, but.
No, if it's less than, it could still be, even if it's less than 20 amos. That's right. That's the Gemara there. But in, practically speaking, don't we judge a sukkah based on the hypothetical situation where the sun will be directly overhead?
Correct.
If it's at an angle.
Well, that's what I was getting to. Let's say you set up your sichuch that when the sun is overhead, it sells some merubah.
Right.
But because the sun is coming in at an angle, it's kamsa merubah, so it's still kosher.
Right.
So we're not makbet on the tail. The sun is not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's just do one more. Chaf Dalet. Paris a la kura machzelis. He had this great idea. You know, have this kura going across the edge of the mulvey. Why don't we just put like a curtain in the front? So it's like really, really closed off, right? So vena lagas a la kura. If the machzelis doesn't reach the ground, so if the machzelis is not lowered to the ground, it's three tefachim off the ground. So then you just pass your whole thing. Mechitza it's not because it doesn't reach lava to the ground. A kar it's not because it doesn't look like a kar anymore. It looks like a support beam for a masel, for an attempt at a mechitza. Okay. Sharei kisa kara venonir is the miyos kara. So the kara is no longer looking like a kara. Mechitza gam kineinu kiman shegavoyam or shloish, and it's not a valid kara either because it's valid mechitza because it's too high. Al miniach kara rechava nimsheches ksas lamata measora ksheira. If the kara over here rechava, meaning it's thick in its thickness, is thick enough. So if someone's above 10 tvachim, someone's below 10 tvachim, the fact that someone's below 10 tvachim can be disregarded as long as what's above 10 tvachim is strong enough that it would be able to support the ria had you removed the part below the 10 tvachim. Right. Now, the Mishabura is going to challenge this halacha that there's a requirement of having a halal of a sora underneath the korah. So we'll see that in the Mishabura. Well, why don't we hold here? We'll catch Mishabura tomorrow night. Okay. Yeah, have a good night. Kalta. I have a Shiloh.
I got it.
Hello. Baruch Hashem, how are you? So I bet Hashem should be there. It might be about 2 or 3 minutes late, but I should be there. Thank you. How are you? Baruch Hashem. The correct answer is I'd be better if the situation wouldn't exist, but you know, we don't say that, yeah, right? So, right now, I don't know whether the microphone probably hasn't been used for flight checks in a few days, right? Can we assume that it's clean from any flatulence which is there? Okay, so, at worst, whatever belia it has from a flatulence would be a belia issue at worst, which is ana ben yomai. So it's not a problem. The thing is parv, right? The patty is there. Okay, I'm saying that any place would be ana ben yomai. Number one. Number two, the patties don't have zayin. So, and cheese also doesn't have zayin, usually. So the only issue is if they're actually touching some ban, if there's something you'd be able to see some... Right, I'm saying, so if you'd be sitting on a piece of fat, flesh of fat, it'll go into the kli, and from the kli it'll go into the food. So they're saying, it's assuming the floor of the... Okay, so... Yeah. I mean, it's not clean, and you think what the not clean is with potentially flay sugar fat, so then I would try and stay away, yeah. Yes. Especially when I'm